What's up, Crunchy?
Hey, how's it going?
Relax, Bandit. It's okay. Bandit's here too, guys. Crunchy's back. And he's kind of like staying with me and watching everything UFC at all times now.
Yeah, just for a little while.
Just for a little bit, few weeks. So pretty much Crunchy fell asleep, but Dustin Poirier knocked out Conor McGregor in the second round last night, and it was fucking great. You want to talk about like great moments in UFC history that nobody's going to really want to talk about, that everybody should talk about? Dustin Poirier and those fucking low calf kicks.
Those leg kicks.
They looked so painful.
I wouldn't want to get hit by one.
I mean, I want to experience one, but not from him.
No.
He hits hard. He hits hard. You know he walked in that cage at least 180 pounds.
He was throwing him like really hard.
Look at him. We have a picture of him on my fucking 65-inch TV right now. Like, from last night. He's fucking gigantic, dude. He's gigantic. And he kind of bullied Conor the entire time.
Yeah, like, it was pretty rough to watch that.
Everybody thought Conor was in control. But, like, if you look at Dustin, he knew what he was doing the entire time.
After, like, that third leg kick.
That was it. It was everything after that was impeded because he had no base to stand on in the front, and he didn't even want to switch stance. Like, he didn't want to sacrifice the power with his left. And it was fucking glorious. I'm a little upset about Dan Hooker and Michael Chandler, but I can't be that upset because Michael Chandler looks like a motherfucker to fight.
He looks like Dan Henderson.
I want him to fight Justin Gaethje.
Didn't he retire?
No, Justin Gaethje did not retire. He just lost to Khabib, and they're talking about him fighting Charles Oliveira. But now that I saw what I saw, I'm really thinking, like, either Michael... I think it's got to be Dustin Poirier fights either Michael Chandler or Charles Oliveira, and Gaethje gets the other guy, or... Yeah, like that's how it has to be.
Justin Gaethje's the one that Jorge Masvidal knocked out real bad.
No,
right?
That's Ben Askren.
Oh, yeah. He's the one who retired, right?
Yes. Okay. Justin Gaethje is the guy who looks, he comes forward like a zombie. And he's a lightweight contender. I don't know if I have the UFC app on here. Let's see if I have UFC on here. Bandit, go lay down. Go lay down. So Justin Gaethje is a motherfucker. He's a huge wrestler. Of course I don't have Fight Pass on here. I want to try and find him. But Justin Gaethje, he's just a motherfucker. But he just fought Khabib and Khabib choked him out.
Sounds like, about right.
I don't think like anybody can beat Khabib. At this point in his weight class, I don't think anybody can beat Khabib. And I think that we need to stop like trying to find people that can and just let the man retire, because he's just going to maul motherfuckers forever.
Yeah. I thought he did retire.
He did retire. But, like, everybody wants him to come back because he's got to do 30-0, you know?
What's he at now?
29.
Oh, right.
One more fight. But, like, if he doesn't want to fight, he doesn't want to fight. Fuck off. You know?
Pretty much.
He fucking bit the shit out of my finger. So... Justin Gaethje against Charles Oliveira or Michael Chandler, and then Dustin Poirier against whoever the fuck else doesn't, you know, want it.
Okay.
I'm trying to find... Oh, that felt good. Was it 56? I don't think it was 56. No, it wasn't 56. I'm trying to just get you a picture of him. Was it 54? I think it was. Boom, that guy. That guy right away.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would say the guy with the ears, but they both got the fucking cauliflower ears. Yeah. Khabib fucked them up pretty good. And, like, that's the thing. Michael Chandler has that same pace as Khabib. So, like, he chases you the fuck down. And it's going to be interesting. I haven't heard anything about what Justin's doing. But I know that he's still, like, number one in the lightweight division. And, like,
was
for
it
good
like
reason.
Like a definitive beating?
From Khabib? Khabib choked him out in the second round. What is going on? Are you coughing? You're dying. You look like you were dying for a second.
Yeah, I was holding in a cough. I was afraid to cough because we're on the air. And I know it's
who
not
the fuck cares?
I know professionalism matters.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started on professionalism. Do you remember why we got kicked off?
No, we... fucking Fuzzy was probably acting a fool.
Oh, no, we say his name now. His name's Jameson.
Oh, okay.
We don't care anymore.
Okay,
There's no Jameson. Jameson.
Yeah, it was
Jameson likes Hitler, and he's black. They were very confused. They were very confused.
It is a confusing thing.
It was a confusing topic, but, that son of a bitch. Don't even get me started on that son of a bitch. But, yeah, and then what Michael Chandler did to Dan Hooker in under 3 minutes. It was exactly 2.5 minutes.
He's throwing those right hands like Henderson used to back in the
day. Straight to the body.
Hadouken punches.
Straight to the body. Straight, like literally a straight jab to the body with the right, and then you're going to step to your right to evade it, and you're right in track, right in line with his overhand left. And when that overhand left hits, obviously, whoever you are, you get a hard reset on your ass. And it was fucking crazy. That's what fucked me. If Michael Chandler hadn't done that, I would have had a better night. I would have had a better night. I'm telling you right now, I would have had a better night. Speaking of good nights. Let's see how Tom Brady did for me.
That's the thing where you gamble.
Yeah, DraftKings, everybody. I've become fully fucking addicted to DraftKings, and I have a problem. I'm down. Yeah, okay. All right, whatever.
I have a problem.
I'll take it. But how are you feeling about this new house thing that you're going through for the first time ever?
Oh, man, like it's just taking so long, and I don't know. I'm nervous because we can't find the serial number on it. It's never a good sign. It's going to be a lot of work. Like, a lot of work.
For you?
Yeah.
I'm just going to stand there and eat sandwiches and tell you what to do.
Sounds about right. Yep.
That's really all I'm good for, buddy.
Yep. Hashtag foreman.
But on other news, in this whole debacle, you found a little crush.
Oh yeah, well no, it's not so much a crush as a
I'm in love with the food. I'm in love with the food.
The food was good too. We're not gonna say the name of the place, but
we'll say the name that you gave her, the girl.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
What were the letters you used?
PT.
PT.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you guys figure out what that means.
Miss PT.
Miss PT.
Oh man,
like, it rhymes with Berkey Jits.
This sounds like an alias, like,
Berkey Jits.
It's like something you put on a hotel registry where you don't want them to know you're staying there.
Is that what you did? Because I know before you
I'm
came here, you
do it now.
Well, you stayed at a hotel. How was that, by the way? What'd you do? You just like laid on your ass,
dude. I fucking pinkied out it. It, man, I went all sorts of baller.
Okay, I want to know what baller is for you, though. What'd you eat?
Dude, I got the, at the shitty hotel, I got the fancy room that comes with the free mini bar. There's, like, granola bars and stuff. And it had, like, a bowl of M&Ms, like, a legit bowl, like a cereal bowl filled with M&Ms in it. And it was all right, pretty
hold on. Run that back again. The shitty hotel, which was the Red Roof, right? You went to the Red Roof
Inn?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's so crazy because I feel like people got stabbed there.
Yeah. You know what? I heard something like stabby going on. Like there was definitely an argument.
And now what happened at the Red Roof Inn? What did you get?
Oh, man. I got the fancy room. It had like fancy sheets and stuff.
How big was the bed?
It was a queen.
Was it memory foam?
I don't know, but it was soft as fuck.
Did you have a robe?
No, I didn't want to steal the towels, but they have my credit card, so I reconsidered. They were very nice towels.
Bro, it's like fucking $20 for a towel. You just...
Yeah, but I don't want to spend $20 on a goddamn towel.
Bro, I feel the money I've seen you spend in the last 2 days, a $20 towel would do you good in your life.
I did spend a fair amount of money. Probably spent like $400 or $500.
Oh my God. Between the hotel and everything and dinners and breakfast.
Yeah.
So what'd you eat besides the cereal bowl of M&M's?
Oh man, I went out to Chili's and I had like 2 orders of those Big Mouth Bite things.
Oh, I don't know what they are.
They're like sliders. Like you get 4 sliders. I got like 8 sliders. And man, I ate that shit until I had to take a nap in the car before I came back here.
Are you kidding me?
Like, yeah, my BDs was acting up after I ate all that.
No. And
yeah, buddy.
You fat fuck.
I am fat. Yeah.
We gotta get you on a workout regimen. You're gonna start running with the dog in there. You're coming for a walk with the kids.
Are you kidding me? I can't fucking run.
We gotta do that in a little bit. My heart will attack me. We gotta do that in a little bit. So you're coming.
No.
Yeah, me
and the hard kids. Pass.
No passing.
I'll pass out. You have to carry my back here.
It's just a walk.
Oh man.
You walk around the block.
Around the block? I thought we were gonna walk like to the edge and then walk back. Now you're saying around.
Three times.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not doing that 3 times.
Three different blocks.
What's the next one? You gotta walk the last block backwards because you know it's better for your cardio if you walk backwards. What? You know, why don't you do a fucking cartwheel at the end? Nah, man. we're gonna stop halfway. You gotta touch toes, and then I'm gonna fucking die.
I want to hit you with this dog bone. That's what I want to do.
But why?
Because you're telling me that 3 laps is bad.
Yeah, man. You're doing it. Really fat.
You said you're only 280 pounds.
Yeah, but still, like, I'm fat on the inside, too.
Oh, man, it just stuck his tongue right in your mouth.
Yeah, that was unpleasant. That was rather unpleasant.
I thought it would have been rather pleasant.
No, did not appreciate it.
Where are you going?
I'm looking for my thingy.
Oh, my God.
The thingy I need to get the tobacco.
You mean the nicotine?
Yeah.
How do you lose this thing? It's bigger than a cigarette.
I know. I need to put it like on a lighter leash. Or a
Velcro strip.
Or have it surgically grafted to my body somehow so I don't fucking lose it.
Okay.
But I lost it. It's definitely gone.
It's probably in the couch. I feel like there's probably already 3 in my couch from you.
Yeah, that's a distinct possibility. And I'm getting like antsy because I need more nicotine.
Bro, we got like 15 minutes left. Relax. Breathe for me. I don't know how you would have lost it because it was in your hand.
It was in my hand like 30 seconds ago, right? Now
God.
It belongs to the couch. The couch ate it. It's gone now.
Yeah, the couch now owns it. But what do you think Dana White should do with the lightweight division?
I don't really know. You know, like, I'm just starting to get back into the UFC again a little bit.
Okay, do you think he should wait for Khabib?
Yeah, if Khabib makes up his mind, like, within the next month or so.
That's a while, though, don't you think? Before you book a fight?
Yeah, but, you know, they got so much other talent, so many other things they could do to give that a rest for a minute.
But it's everybody's favorite division, I feel like. I feel like there's no division that people like more than the lightweight division that know enough about the UFC to really call themselves fans. It's
like the light heavyweight division back in the beginning.
Yes, like, that's what I feel like. Like, I feel like that's what the lightweight division is now. The lightweight division is that popular.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's a lot of... I just want to see Nate Diaz fight again.
Well, Conor's now calling him out for the trilogy. That's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. Nate and Conor trilogy. Yeah. 170 or 155? That was at 155 last night, Conor. The way you saw him.
Yeah, it should be 155. And I really think that they fought now, Nate fuck him up.
I hope so. I feel like Nate needs that money.
Yeah, Nate needs
not that needs money. It, but he deserves it. I should say yeah. He deserves it. Nate deserves money. Like, but then, what do you think? John Jones is going up to heavyweight, and I talk about this every week on the show because he's one of my favorite fighters. Who do you think should be his first fight? Do you think it should be for the belt, or do you think it should be for like the number 2? Do you think, like, I know who you don't know
the champion right now?
The champion is Stipe Miocic.
Oh.
He's a big, big boy. He beat Daniel Cormier twice.
Holy crap.
Beat him once the first time to defend the title, then lost it to him. Or no, he beat him once to take the title and then lost it to him and then won it back against him.
Well,
just pet him.
Okay, I'm petting him, but he's like...
Yeah, he wants you to rub his belly.
He's very needy.
Do you think you're not? I had to crawl under a trailer yesterday.
Hey, I crawled further in and I had to back my fat ass out of there.
You didn't back up, though. You turned around, like I said, which was smart, which
yeah,
was very
but
smart.
I was scared because my foot grazed a brick, and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
You're not heavy enough to move one of those bricks because that trailer is thousands of pounds.
Okay.
I want you to remember that. And then once all of this is done, my piece of advice to you is, like, we should probably figure out what we need to do and if it's possible to shore everything up to get it out of there because I don't like that part. I ain't gonna lie to you, buddy.
Yeah, it's a little rough. That park is a little rough.
We're gonna
rough,
need to
but...
get you a shotgun and a minigun.
No, just like a shotgun or a crossbow or, you know.
We can get you a crossbow.
Dude, I should just get a shotgun so I could clean it in front of my neighbors. So
no, don't do that because they'll call the police.
What, I can't clean my gun on my own
property? It doesn't matter. They'll just be like, there's a guy out there waving a gun around because if they don't know what cleaning a gun looks like, they're not going to know what it is.
Oh, all right.
So now they're going to go out there with a sponge and fucking wipe it down.
So should I just get like a wind chime as soon as we don't call the cops and it has like a shotgun on it?
You should get a sign that says, I don't have a dog, I have a 12 gauge.
That's okay? A good idea.
Do what you want with that information from there. And then if you have a 12 gauge, you have a 12 gauge. If you don't, you don't. You're 280 pounds. Just grab that man and hug him to the ground. Do the good old-fashioned Brock Lesnar. Grab him, put him down, and sit on him, and then beat him, pummel him. Pow, 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 pow.
I don't know if my poor little heart would be able to take that shit.
I feel like you deal with me enough, and I scream at you all the time. Your heart could definitely take a little fight.
Okay. You're just a little wood. Like, I got to win within the first 30 seconds or I'll fuck.
Well, that's what I was saying to you. Like, if I was in the UFC at my point in life, I'm at the point where, like, I got to knock you down in 2 minutes, and then I got to put you out in another 45 seconds.
Yeah.
After that, I'm done. And I'm not tired. I'm just done. I don't want to be there anymore, so what's the easiest way to get me out? Tap, tap, tap.
Yeah, I quit. I'm out. I can't
win
no more.
I'm
done.
I'm done. It's over. Good night. I'm
dead air. Dead air.
I'm in first place.
Oh, no. Really?
I'm in second, first, and 19,000. But 19,000, I'm still winning a decent
amount.
Does
that mean you're going to win, like, a good amount of money?
The night just started on hockey. Let's put it that way. My night just started in hockey.
You're a madman.
I am
gambling shit.
Well, these ones were free. Like, there's a ton of free ones that you can get in, and they're just fun to compete in.
But do you get money if you win?
Yeah, if you can place. But they're really hard to place in because people that know what they're doing are playing them.
Yeah.
But
that's
crazy. Yeah, I'm doing pretty well right now, buddy. Pretty well.
Yeah. Oh, Bandit.
He's finally being calm. My other question is, I know you're not big into who they are, but my favorite fighter fights next month, Kamaru Usman. He is, like, my guy, like, my favorite fighter. He fights one of his friends, Gilbert Burns.
No, yeah, we've seen the preview.
We saw the preview for that. Yeah. What do you think about that? Because you were really good at predicting the fights last night when you were looking at the guys, just by, like, popping them up. You're like, this guy's gonna win, then that guy wins. Like, it really pissed me off,
and I called it like, he's not gonna be able to take him down.
I need you to do like that before the fights on DraftKings for me.
Okay, I'll do it.
I'm not even joking. They come back on the 6th, let's get it.
Okay.
I need to make some money, buddy.
Okay, I'll do it too, and we'll do the same thing. I can use a little bit more money.
Yeah, you could use a lot of fucking money right now.
Yeah,
transforming
that rat's nest to be like a livable place.
Bro, it smells so bad in there.
It didn't smell as bad as it did the first time.
Okay, that's how I know you need to take a shower. Because it smells really bad, dude.
All right, I'll go fucking do that.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Ouch for feelings.
We need to find that dead rat and...
I think he threw it out.
Oh my god, if he threw it out and it still smells that bad.
It's the
it's the water.
Yeah, it's the water. We gotta get the trap in there.
And your piss.
Yeah, we gotta get the trap in there. I'm still concerned. I think we should have left the heat on.
The heat was never on, so.
Oh, because when we got it inspected, the heat was on.
Yeah, but so. It was still warm, so I think the heat is actually on, and it just wasn't on when we were there.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll go check it out tomorrow.
Well, Do not call out of work.
I'm not going to. We're going to go back there on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're probably going to have to drive that day, though, because I'm going to be in no condition to drive.
That's fine. We'll go see PT.
You can have fun with that one. I'm just going to get the pizza.
Yeah, I'm going to chat up PT.
I cannot. People, I cannot describe. Do you guys remember the little dwarf dude from Lord of the Rings? Imagine that, but 5'9". And, like, the wideness didn't get thinner as he got taller. It stayed just proportionate. And instead of having a whole head of hair, he's fucking bald.
Yeah, I like cake, too.
And he smells like a donkey's nutsack.
I do not. I smell like cigarettes and
a donkey's nutsack. He smells like the balls of a donkey that have testicular cancer and they're rotting off.
No.
It is so fucking bad.
Smokes and panic. That's my smell.
We're going to have to, like, hang air fresheners off your fucking
Like that movie Seven, where they walk into the fat guys trapped in bed, and there's just like dozens of those
dozens of them everywhere, but it smells so bad. I was actually just talking to somebody at work about that last week. What's in the fucking box?
Yeah, I don't really smell
it. I think it's the blanket.
Oh, it might be. Yep. That's a distinct possibility, friend.
When's the last time you washed it?
Like, when did the Challenger crash?
Oh, how do you always say this, Crunchy? When's the last time you got laid?
It was less than the Challenger crash.
Such a fucking piece of shit. You know, I never knew exactly what it was that you were talking about when you said that until I watched the documentary on the Challenger.
Yeah.
Which is like makes it so much worse because I was a school teacher on that thing, piece of shit.
Hashtag not okay. Hashtag not funny.
Oh. So funny. So funny. Guys, guess what? This is version 2.0 of Coffee and a Fat Lip. Neither one of us drinking coffee, and I'm about to give him a fat lip.
Oh, why?
No, I didn't punch him. I just slapped my hand because I'm funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so is there anything else you want to talk about? It's in the MMA world? MMO world? MOM world? The mom world?
Nah.
What do you think of Ben Askren fighting? Do you know who Jake Paul is?
Oh, yeah, that's the...
I want to talk to you about this. Who do you think should fight Jake Paul?
Bob Sapp.
Oh, my God.
Just do it.
At first, I heard Bob Saget, and I was like, oh, he'll fuck him up. Bob Saget's a bad man. But Bob Sapp, I'm with it. You want to know who I think should fight Jake Paul? A fucking gorilla. I think we should just let a zoo animal maul him because I hate him so much.
I'm not a fan of him either. I don't like those YouTube kids.
I don't even care about the YouTube kids. I care about the fact that you went to, one, he's 200 pounds. I think he's like 6 feet tall. And he went to a fucking lightweight competitor in the UFC. Not just any of them, like the double champ. The guy who actually fought the greatest boxer of all time, the best boxer of all time, Floyd Mayweather, and went 10 rounds with him. Whether Floyd Mayweather played him or not the entire time, it doesn't matter. He still did it. And you're like, I'll fight you for $50 million. Nobody's ever offered you that much. Except he got $100 million for fighting Floyd Mayweather. So if you're not going to be worth that much, you're not worth half of it. And if you are only worth half of it, why would he waste his time when he's trying to compete against the best in the world?
That's just for showing up and fighting.
Well, that was his. I think that was Connor's whole purse.
Oh shit!
Something like that.
It's a
but,
lot of fucking money. I wouldn't know what to do with that much money.
I would.
I have a significantly less amount of money, but it's more money than I've ever seen, and I'm like, damn.
Do you want to know what I would do with that kind of money? I would go to Elon Musk, and I would buy a really, really nice Model X Tesla, and I would sit in my car all day long, and I would have it drive me around to different cool cities, and I would eat random food, God, and then I would do like random crazy things, and I'd probably drag you along, and I'd make you like go parasailing. Dude, I want
to
go
to Philadelphia, get a cheesesteak. We could totally do it. How far is Philadelphia from here? We can go next weekend, or we can go now.
Bitch, I ain't going right now. My kids are home.
Right now.
Philly to New York. 1 hour and 40 minutes. Ow, wow, that's not bad.
Really?
Yeah.
It's only 2 hours away.
Rounding up. If you're paying for gas, I'll drive. But
oh, yeah, I'll pay for gas. I got that.
I'll drive your car.
My car sucks, though. I gotta clean it.
Well, so you clean it. Dude, you go to Home Depot, grab one of the guys standing outside, and give him $50 and help him clean your car. Tell him not to worry about the outside, just do the inside.
I have to give him like $100 because it's just gross.
Well, you hook him up with a $50 tip.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right.
But we're not gonna have a commercial break tonight because my children's are home and I would like to spend time with them. So on that note, what do you think? Do you know who Israel Adesanya is?
Yeah, he's that
boxer. Yeah, he's gonna fight for the light heavyweight title on March 6th.
Oh, I thought he already won
it. He won the middleweight title. He's stepping up.
Oh, wow.
To fight Jan Błachowicz, who is a bad, bad man. He's got very, very strong stopping power. He hits people and sends them to a fucking another world, man. He kicks so hard.
Oh, man. This is going to be a good fight, then.
Yeah. And Amanda Nunes is going to fight an Aussie. She's going to fight an Australian girl.
Amanda Nunes is just going to...
She's going to beat the shit out of her. I feel like... nothing against... Megan Anderson, I think she's a really, really good fighter. Like, really, really good. Champion potential. But not when the champion is Amanda Nunes.
Yeah.
It's nothing against any competitor in particular. There's something about Amanda Nunes where, like, you're fighting the baddest of the bad. Yeah, you're fighting the baddest of the bad. And that's really it for this week. Conor McGregor got knocked out in less than 10 minutes. That's all it took.
Yeah.
It took less than 10 minutes. It wasn't hard to watch. It was good to watch. You need to see these things because you need to know that he's just human. Yeah. He's just a human. And to not hit for nothing, he's been tapped more than once. So, like, I wanted to see him get beat in the stand-up. And he did. He did. And it wasn't like this bloodbath war. It was, like, direct and quick. Put him out. Get him out. Second round finish, baby.
Yeah.
Now we know. Don't always bet on that Mystic Mac because he isn't always the Mystic Mac. All right, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye, everybody.